represents an ocean, I can barely handle a drop. We've grown so accustomed to seeing broken lives that we barely bat an eye at atrocities such as human trafficking. In order to survive, we numb ourselves to the onslaught of tragedies served up in the daily news. Our calloused hearts have lost the ability to grieve at the torment around us. Yet change can't come if we look away from hurting people. The year before God called me to start Authentic Intimacy, He prompted me to pursue Him in ways that I never had. Through that journey, I began to feel a physical pain in my chest. The more I prayed and sought Him, the greater the pain. This ache in my chest was so persistent that my husband asked me to see a cardiologist. Although I had never experienced anything like it, I knew that the pain was spiritual. Over months, the Lord began to show me the tremendous heartache of sexual brokenness. God shared a piece of His heart with me and invited me into His work. Revival is a churchy word we don't often use in real life. It refers to God breathing new life into a person, a church, a family, a city, and even a nation. We don't talk about revival, frankly, because it sounds too big to ask for. As our culture becomes more pagan and humanistic, fewer people love God. It's hard to imagine an America where it's normal to worship on Sundays and where sexual purity before and within marriage is commonplace. This can only happen with revival, asking God to take the ground back. I began this book by suggesting that reclaiming sexuality is part of the Great Commission. Let's examine this passage one more time. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Matthew 28:18-20. Park for a moment on the first thing Jesus said. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. What does this mean? It means that He has authority and power in every realm of heaven and earth, including sexuality. He sends us into the world to reclaim what is already His. Not only does Jesus have authority, but He also promises to be with us as we reclaim this world for Him. We are His body, and His authority on earth will be realized only as we carry it. If revival is to come, it must begin with people like you and me. Revival won't happen when your pastor catches the Holy Spirit or the Supreme Court upholds a biblical view of sexuality. Don't look around waiting for God to call someone else. He's calling you. Revival will come not through outrage and self-righteousness, but by a genuine response of grief over pain and destruction. It will come when we begin to say, "Lord, send me." No pressure, but it all starts with you. We can never be part of the solution until we accept that we've been part of the problem. So let me ask you, what would sexual revival look like in your own life? What is the work God wants to do in your heart? If you don't know, take time to ask the Lord. Pray and fast, asking God to let you hear His heart. God doesn't choose men and women because they are full of energy and ideas. He uses men and women who are emptied of self. His desire is to make you a pure vessel, ready and willing to do His work. God may be calling you to take a bold step in your church, your marriage, your workplace, and your relationships. Maybe He is asking you to make some difficult changes or start some challenging conversations. You know what? It's okay to be afraid. Think of all the times God said to His servants, "Don't be afraid. Be of good courage. Be strong and courageous because I am with you." The sexual shifts and changing assumptions around us make us feel as though every few years we have to adjust to a new normal. Rethinking sexuality presents the challenge for the church to also create a new normal. I can envision a time when Christians are known by the world for their sexual integrity, their compassion, and the hope they offer. I imagine a time when while we may be seen as strange and even be persecuted for our commitment to biblical sexuality, we will be known as people full of humility and grace. I imagine a time when it's normal for Christians to talk and pray and teach about all aspects of sexuality. I imagine stories of redemption and healing as being commonplace among those who carry the name of Christ. He has all authority in heaven and on earth. It's time that we started acting on that authority. God is inviting you to this kind of life, in pursuit of revival for His glory. Will you say yes? If enough of us do, we just might see our great God turn the world upside down. We do not want, as the newspapers say, a church that will move with the world. We want a church that will move the world. G.K. Chesterton. This concludes Rethinking Sexuality by Dr. Julie Slattery. Narrated by Dr. Julie Slattery. Copyright 2018 by Julie Slattery. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with Multnomah, an imprint of Crown Publishing Group, a division of Penguin Random House, LLC, and was produced in the year 2018 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books, which holds the copyright thereto. Please visit tantor.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.